began flickering. And Krishna, as a little baby, said, "Light, don't go, don't leave me in this darkness. Everyone is sleeping. Light, continue to shine, please." The light said, "Gopal, but then you must give me moghi. I can only burn as long as there is ghee available." At this moment, Krishna laughed, and the ghee lamp was full with ghee. And these are very many small incidents are like this. Now I would like to tell you a little bit what happened when Krishna, as a little baby, was sleeping. I was just giving a radio interview, and we wanted to find a room, and there was a little baby next to us. So I said to the reporter, "Is it a problem for you that we stay here with the baby?" "No, no," she said, "but what will the baby say?" I said, "He's sleeping." Then the reporter said, just watch. And the baby was going, oomph, oomph. And so on. You know, when the baby is just born, it carries so many impressions from the past life that the sleep is a very dream-filled sleep. So let us see what Krishna talks in his sleep. Are you ready? While sleeping, Krishna said, "Shiva, welcome. Sit down here. And Brahma, you sit at my left. Kartikeya, auspiciousness to you. And Indra, happiness to you. Kuvera, I did not see you. Where were you?" In Serbian language we say, "Desi, desi, where were you?" Hearing this, Mother Yashoda said, "Child, what nonsense are you saying? I pray these words of Mother Yashoda will protect you all." And now comes my favorite. "There was once a king named Rama." "Yes, mother." "His wife was Sita." "Yes, mother." "And on the order of his father, Ram lived in the Panchavati forest. There, the demon Ravan kidnapped Sita." As Lord Krishna heard his mother narrate his own activities performed in ancient times, he suddenly called out, "Lakshman! Where is my bow? Where is my bow? Where is my bow? I pray that these alarmed words of Lord Krishna may protect you all." And another one, also very nice, it's in Mother Yashoda speaks. "O my rising dark moon, my child, you're not asleep?" "No, mother, sleep has not yet come to me." "Listen, my son, I will tell you a bedtime story that will make you fall asleep real fast." "What is the story? I have never heard. Please tell it." Mother Yashoda then told the story. You will see it's a very amazing bedtime story. I don't know if mothers in Krishna consciousness tell this particular bedtime story. So she told her story. When she came to the sentences, "Then Lord Narsingadev appeared from the pillar. Lord Narsingha was very eager to rip the demon to shreds." A happy smile suddenly arose on child Krishna's lips. You must know these are the pastimes which Lord Krishna had performed. So he smiled, remembering how he himself appeared out of the pillar. Here's a nice picture for you to see how Mother Yashoda holds her darling boy Krishna and tells all these stories about Ram and Sita. How Krishna in this form talks to Shiva and orders him around. How Lord Krishna, who likes so much to steal the butter that he cannot stop it, comes to the jeweled pillar and sees his reflection and then begins to smear butter over the mouth of his reflection, thinking it is a boy who might run to Mother Yashoda. These are all very sweet kathas. When the childhood of Lord Krishna ends, he turns into other ages, and finally he reaches the age which is called Navayovanam, that is the age of fresh youth. And in that age, the very wonderful pastimes between Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani take place. Every year, Vrishabhanu Maharaj sends Sridham to bring Srimati Radharani to Vashana. Where does Srimati Radharani live at that time? In Yavat, yes. So Radharani leaves Yavat and together with many, many sakis and guarded by Sridham and some pike-bearing associates, comes to Vashana. And there in Vashana, a wonderful meeting takes place with Lord Krishna. And they engage in divine pastimes plays. So one of this play is a leela which we will now enact here. We will have the Julan Yatra, the swing festival pastime. And I want to read a little bit or tell you a little bit in a dramatic way based on Ananda Vrindavan Champu and Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, the pastimes which take place there. So I want to really say that this reading will be covering some very wonderful and rare pastimes, and it will require our full concentration to absorb some little drops from the ocean of the pastimes. Please, this year I will talk on Govardhan about a practice called therapeutic hearing. It's a practice where a devotee listens to Krishna Katha and finds how he begins to visualize what happens, and all of a sudden, as Lord Krishna enters into his seeing heart, not his dull heart, but his seeing heart, he finds out how lust, greed, anger, and the material miseries leave him. It's said when a king comes into a town where previously rogues lived. The rogues are schlechte Menschen, have to leave the town automatically. So when Krishna enters through the process of the ears, the heart, then all that which is troublesome to the heart leave. So we will enter our therapeutic hearing with the monsoon season. You must know, during the monsoon season, it's the month of Shravana, and torrential rain showers down. And sometimes there's very fine mist-like rain everywhere. As a self-realized person becomes illuminated with the eternal light of bliss, this monsoon season illuminates the sky with flashes of flickering lightning which satisfy the heart. The Vrajavasis, after a long summer, now observe the dark, water-filled monsoon clouds and become very happy as they see flashes coming, because it reminds them of self-realization. Kadamba flowers fill the air with a sweet herbal aroma. The air always feels cool and refreshing because of the misty rain, and there is a symphony of sounds. Chataka birds call, titi birds chirp, daduri birds cry, and the rain drops pitter and patter, pitter and patter, pitter and patter, pitter and patter, pitter and patter. The deep growl of the clouds sounds like a medanga imitating the dancing of the peacocks. The melody of these sweet sounds is just suitable for lulling a person to sleep. But we will not go to sleep. We will listen. And we will see the many Madhavi flowers, the Jui flowers, the Chameli. And see, there are the bumblebees coming. They look here and there and they chant, Radhe, Radhe. As the bumblebees chant the sacred names of Radharani, a beautiful scene unfolds before our eyes. There Radha and Krishna come through the forest path. They enjoy the nature in the forest of Vrindavan, which has become very green and filled with life. They are walking over a path which is shaded by trees. Occasionally some sun rays shine through the trees on Radhika and make her perspire. But Krishna is immediately there, takes his hand and blocks the sun rays. His hand looks like a beautiful crown which is bedecking Shrimati Radharani's blackish hair. Very slowly, Radhika and Krishna walk over the path. Brinda Devi is in front of them and guides them. Oh, come this way, come that way, until they finally enter a forest named Varshahasha, the joy of the rainy season. There are rain clouds and flashes in the sky, But as they see Krishna, they think we are not qualified to be here. Krishna is the most beautiful rain cloud. And his dhoti is the most beautiful fleshing light. Let us quickly disappear from here. We are very ashamed. Thinking in this way, they become sad and begin to cry, shedding teardrops of rain until these clouds are very white. Now, in this wonderful forest called Varshahasha, there is something very beautiful. There are long rows of jeweled platforms between the kadamba trees which give pleasure to Krishna day and night. You must understand, the kadamba tree is here with branches which go in every direction. Just around the base there are jeweled platforms. In Srila Prabhupada's preaching time, we had a farm in Hyderabad where there was a mud platform, was high like this, under a tree. And Prabhupada would always prefer to sit there, give his darshans there, and even the Bhagavatam class was held from there, because it's just so nice to be on these raised platforms under the trees, which give a cool effect in the summer and a warming effect in the winter time. So now there's something else on this platform. On each side of these platforms, two pillar-like blossoming kadamba trees are standing. From these branches, beautiful red ropes inset with pearls are hanging. And these ropes hold up swings which have golden seeds on them. Swings with golden seeds. One for Radhika and one for Madhava. A soft breeze moves these swings happily back and forth. The maidservants take the stems from fragrant flowers and spread these flowers over the seats of the swings. With their nice fragrance, these swings begin to attract Radha and Krishna. And they seem to say, "Sit on me, oh sit on me, make my life perfect by sitting on me." So then Radha and Krishna sit down on the swings. The beautiful gopis come and play music. Some play wind instruments like flutes, others string instruments things like esaraj and other such things. And a very expert gopi sits down to play medanga. A very deep sound comes from that medanga. And Syam sees the best of these swings, which has a flag on it, and climbs on it. It looks as if ecstasy personified sits down on the swing that is served by the goddess of beauty. It means it must be a very beautiful swing with ornamentation and so on. So then Krishna takes Radharani's hands, who is still standing there, and guides her on the swing and places her facing him. And then the sakis see Radha and Krishna now sitting on the swing, and they offer flowers and they offer an arati. Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Yugala Kishore, and so on. They make Radha and Krishna ready by straightening Radharani's necklaces and by fixing Krishna's turban. You can see Krishna has a very elaborate turban, and sometimes it might slip, so it needs to be fixed again and again. And then the gopis start to push the swings. They take their veils and tuck them in their cloths so that they can push very happily, and they bend their bodies as they push. Some gopis standing on each side of the swing hold tasty betel leaves in their hands, which they put in Radha and Krishna's lotus-like mouths when the swing slows down. Here, take this, take this. Other advanced maidservants who have sweet characters and who are floating in a current of divine love shower Radha and Krishna with the best flower pollen from their hands. It is like this. The gopis stand there and shower the divine couple with flowers. When they do this, they really shower the love on them. The clouds become so ecstatic seeing this that their rainwater transports into sweet honey and it falls down, and as the honey falls down, it collides with the flowers, and these honey drops look like pearls when they fall on the gopis. And they make friends with the pearls that are already there. So the honey says, "Hello, I'm honey. What is your name? I'm pearl. Let's make friendship here. It's so sweet and so ecstatic." Many descriptions like this, but so when Krishna, when the swing goes in one direction, Krishna is higher than Srimati Radharani. And then, when the swing goes in another direction, Radharani is higher than Sri Krishna. And at such a moment, Srimati Radharani sees her own reflection in Krishna's chest, which is like a mirror of a sapphire material. And sometimes she cannot see her own reflection because of the movements of the swing. Now, all of a sudden, Krishna, who is an ocean of playful sports, decides to go faster, just for fun. He makes the swing go so high that Radhika's back touches the leaves on the branches of the Kadamba tree. My dear devotees, do you know how high this is? The Kadamba tree is almost touching the clouds. It's so high. So Krishna goes like, very high. Then Radharani becomes afraid that she will fall. And she says, don't swing anymore. No more, no more. When Madhava hears this, he begins to laugh. And instead of slowing down, he begins to push the swing even faster. Srimati Radhika's braid loosens. Her veil is carried away by the wind. And her ornaments are disheveled. She sees she cannot break the speed, and she becomes very unbalanced because she needs her feet to keep her sari from blowing up. Krishna begins to laugh, and in this way, Radha and Krishna completely lose themselves in ecstatic pastimes. Radha and Krishna are now on the swing without any support from their hands, and the swing moves up to the clouds. The gopis finally come and just stop the swing, and immediately Srimati Radharani runs away from the swing and moves around the gopis to hide from Krishna and says how Krishna has been teasing her. So these are some swing pastimes. There's also one swing, you must understand it like this. It has eight, you know, sitting places, and all the Ashtasakis, the eight gopis, sit in the swing and they move happily back and forth as there is beautiful movement and ecstatic love. How is this possible? This swing pastime is only possible by the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani. And we are blessed to become for a moment like the associates of Radha and Krishna who have pulled and moved the string. As we now will swing Radha and Krishna on their beautiful swinging pastime, we can think about these wonderful scenes from the scriptures and meditate about the swinging pastime. I would like to end, before we do sweet bhajan, with a very, very nice song. Please look at, I have such a nice songbook. It has 500 pages and it's one of four songbooks. We are really singers in our tradition. I would like to find you I would like to chant a prayer for you. Please repeat. Oh my Lord Hari.
Oh my Lord Hari.
I have fallen into the illusion of this world. I'm totally helpless. I see no other means of deliverance but you. You are the only help for the helpless. I accept the shelter of your lotus feet as most essential. And then he says, the powerful urges of speech, mind, think, anger, too much, tongue, I want to eat this, belly, more, genitals. All these urges have banded together to cast me into the ocean of this material world. And I'm so much in trouble. After many, many endeavors on my own to subdue these material demands, I have now completely given up all hope. O Lord of the helpless, I call upon your name, for now you are my only hope. Hare Krishna. with this devotional mood, we will now enter the next part of our program, that is Julan Yatra. And after the Julan Yatra, I will have a very amazing surprise for you. You can actually build a house for 50 euros here on Goloka Dham. You will not believe the investment chances. It's amazing.